I mean, I think handling is probably too generous a word. It's just a complete disaster. There doesn't seem to be any management or handling at all. The only thing you can see out of what's happening today is I think the nation probably wants a coup led by the Gurkhas, a military coup with Joanna Lumley as prime minister. I can see that happening. At the moment, they're just being bashed every way. All sorts of things are happening. The government doesn't seem to know what's going on. Ministers don't seem to know what's going on. And the BBC, we've just seen this extraordinary event where Joanna Lumley's been challenging Phil Willis in public, the immigration minister. It's all over the place. It's quite extraordinary.
Because on Wednesday, after Prime Minister's questions, it appeared that Gordon Brown had taken the sting out of this issue.
Well, that's probably a bit generous, but he seemed to have slightly fudged it by saying something would be done. We're not quite sure what it was going to be. The event really begins with the government not having a policy, and all the way through this episode, they haven't had a policy. And until they have one, nobody can decide what the policy is and if they like it or not. And the government just keeps backing down and backing down and backing down, but not fully backing down and allowing Gurkhas into Britain. So it's really resisting what Joanna Lumley and the Gurkha campaigners have wanted, and then just allowed itself to be bashed about because it's not prepared to say that in public.
And how did it allow these letters from the Home Office to be sent out, appearing to reject the Gurkhas' application to remain in the UK?
Well, how anything happens in the Home Office is a mystery to almost anybody who's ever observed the place. It seems to be a department of utter confusion led by somebody who doesn't even know which house and which part of Britain she appears to live in at the moment. So it's not surprising to have total confusion from the Home Office. That's the default position. The government should have thought there would be confusion from the Home Office. But we do know that rules were set out in response to a court case last year about what rules would allow people to stay and what rules would say Gurkhas had to go. Those rules were quite clear. The government put them to Parliament. The parliamentary vote voted against them, but they stuck with them. So they're being applied. The people actually sending out the letters are doing the right thing. They've looked at the policy and said, well, you don't qualify, so you're going to go. The other trouble is the government's also announced the policy is going to change, but it hasn't told the people enforcing it. So everything's tangled up.
And it just gives the impression that Gordon Brown is presiding over chaos.
Yes, he is, certainly on this case. And the extraordinary thing is that a few weeks ago, it was possible to say the Gurkhas are a bit of a side issue. Gordon Brown was touring the world. He was off in Poland. He was all sorts of places. And really, he hadn't paid attention to it. And maybe you could almost forgive the parliamentary vote when the government wasn't quite sure where it stood. They didn't compromise quite enough with its rebels and it lost. But at that point, it should have been absolutely the number one priority of the Prime Minister, the Home Secretary, the Immigration Minister, Minister of Defence, and just that list shows how complex this policy is, to sort it out, to have a policy to make it work. They've had a week to do this, and it hasn't happened. It's quite extraordinary.
I mean, if it was Tony Blair Prime Minister, you would imagine his political antennae twitching a long time before, saying, hang on, you know, we've got to get on this issue right away.
Yes, I mean, they probably wouldn't have allowed the mistaken policy to happen in the first place. They would have had some compromise that didn't allow all Gurkhas to come to Britain, all retired Gurkhas. They certainly would have said something, which the government's been terrible at explaining, which is this government has actually been much more generous to the Gurkhas than any government before. Under the Tories, they had worse pay, they had worse conditions. Even serving Gurkhas couldn't always come to Britain. That's got better now. So the government's story of the Gurkhas should be a good one. They've looked after them. They've given them more money. They've got better pensions. Things are quite good for them, apart from the retired ones. But no minister's been able to say that because of the mess.
And what about the handling of the campaign for the Gurkhas by Joanna Lumley?
Well, it's led by somebody who's just absolutely astonishing on television. She looks fierce. She looks like she's campaigning. She's got this amazing face. So visually, she just wipes out anybody from the government. She's articulate. But most of all, I think what makes her campaign work is that she really believes in it. She's not just some celebrity who's come along and, you know, backed a campaign because every celebrity needs a cause. She absolutely believes in it, and that gives an authentic feeling. The government doesn't look like it believes anything. Nobody knows what Phil Willis really thinks, apart from being a bit sour about the Gurkhas, as far as we can tell. So he doesn't look authentic, she does. And that's what the government's lacking, is authenticity.